Good morning, it's Trevin A. Jones, and I'm here with National Commander of the American Legion, Mr. Charles E. Schmidt. And Commander, the American Legion is calling the nation to include treatment of veterans and families as top priority, in essence, to make America greater. Talk about that, if you don't mind.
Well, as you know, the American Legion was established in 1919 as a result of those World War One boys, or doughboys, as they were called. The leaders of the American Expeditionary Forces were concerned about when the boys went home, who's going to take care of them. And, of course, at that time, there was no government system to take care of them. So as a result of those concerns, thus the American Legion was born. And in 8 quick months, the doughboys formed into 700,000 American Legionnaires and also formed 5,000 posts across our country to focus on the care. And as a result of that, Trevin, the American Legion was very instrumental in getting the Veterans Bureau, as it was known then, formed in about 1921. And since that time, the VA Bureau, now the VA administration, has been serving veterans not only from World War One, but in all the other conflicts since then. And, of course, we were chartered as a wartime veterans organization. And today the VA remains a concern of ours. I should say a concern because we're friends with the VA. We work with the VA day in and day out. We advocate for the VA. But friends are honest with friends. And when things kind of go awry, we will tell the VA about that, as we did in 2014. So the VA is... They're being, I believe, tasked from both sides, if you will. You have my era, the Vietnam veteran era, and, of course, the Korean and World War II veterans. And then on the other side, the latest conflicts from Iraq, Afghanistan, Panama, Somalia, Grenada, Lebanon. Those are a newer era of veterans. So the largest healthcare system in the United States, the VA, is continually needs to improve their process, not only in healthcare, but also adjudicating claims and appeals on claims. So it's very important to take care of those men and women who have served this country, are serving, and even those that will serve in the future. So we're going to continue to work with the VA and help it make it better. Because I believe the VA is part of that system, you know, that a grateful nation of way of showing its gratitude by continuing to take care of those through the VA system as they would. So we're going to continue work on that and also make it even a better system with our help.
Excellent. Commander, you answered about 4 of my questions in that one response, and I greatly appreciate that. There are 2.2 million members of the American Legion. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir. And, of course, we're always looking for new members and even the younger members. And the American Legion family not only consists of Legionnaires, but also the American Legion Auxiliary, the largest women's patriotic organization in the world, and also the Sons of the American Legion, Trevin, which are male descendants of veterans who didn't serve in the military, but they want to honor veterans and also honor the service of their mother and or father. So that's another aspect, another dimension of the American Legion, which forms the American Legion family. So we're a pretty large organization. As you said, the Legion is 2.2, and the Auxiliary is about 700,000, and the Sons of the American Legion are close to 400,000 members.
Wow. And, Commander, let me ask you this. Is the number one issue concerning the VA and the American Legion at this point, because you mentioned the VA earlier, is it the budget increase to help with the Veterans Affairs Administration and things like that?
Well, we're going to continue to advocate for the VA because, you know, what better system that understands veterans, who's been caring for veterans so long, that knows more of veterans and how to treat them and so forth, particularly, you know, TBI and PTSD, which is now the signature wars of the Iraq and Afghanistan war. You know, that was, I think, prevalent PTSD back in World War One, but they called it shell shock. But the VA is another way of America showing its gratitude to those who have preserved the freedom and democracy, not only for our country, but in many places around the world.
Wow. And in closing our interview, Commander, where can people find out, go to find out more information?
Well, we have a great webpage. It's www.legion.org. And on that webpage, you can find out a wealth of information about the American Legion. Talk about our youth programs in there. And, of course, the summer's coming up, and American Legion baseball. And, of course, we're going to have a World Series in Shelby, North Carolina in August. We just had our National Oratorical Speech Contest, a contest on the Constitution about 3 weeks ago. You can see the winners in there. We got a legislative center. You can find out what's those bills that we are very interested in that's relative to veterans and national security of our country and so forth. You can even sign up online as a new member. Or if you want to find out where the nearest American Legion post is, you can, in your community or in your state, you can do that. And, of course, we're on Facebook and also Twitter. So we're there, and we welcome any and all visitors.
Commander Smith, I thank you for your time today, and I wish you the best of luck in the future. And you have a great day, sir.
All right, and you too, and thanks so much.
Thank you.